Okay. Councilmember Erickson?
Present.
Councilmember Jiang? Councilmember Klonowski?
Here.
Mayor Winston?
Present.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
Councilmember McGarvey?
Here.
Councilmember Tran?
Here.
Mayor Winston, you have a quorum.
All right, so quickly, we're going to do the proclamation for a respected member of the community. And I know for some council members it comes as a surprise, but I think we were asked a little bit after the agendas came out. So I'm going to give maybe one or two people from the family a few minutes to speak after I make the proclamation. And then we have to go on to our regular business around the fire department, which does need to expand. So is that work for everybody?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So if we can have those one or two folks come up. One or two, we're going to say, limit it to a few minutes. If not, then I can just read it. So I am going to have to actually limit to like 2 to 3 minutes each. I know it's a very important figure, but I know council is going to have to pass. All right, so proclamation. I'm honored to make recognizing the life and accomplishments of Brooklyn Park leader Alhaji Muhammad Alpha Ba. Whereas Alhaji Muhammad Alpha Ba was born on November 7, 1964, and passed away on April 19, 2024. And whereas Alhaji Baj was a very distinguished community leader in Brooklyn Park, Alhaji had a bachelor's degree in information technology from St. Mary's University and a double master's degree in business administration and management information systems from the University of Colorado. And whereas Alhaji Ba worked tirelessly for his community in various ways, he served as the president of the Ghanaian community in Minnesota, a founding member of the Minnesota Mandingo Association, leader in the Sierra Leone community, an active member of the Organization of Liberians in Minnesota, an active member of West African Initiative in Minnesota, and Minnesota African Ebola Task Force. Whereas he has helped establish two masjids, Masjid al-Ansar in Brooklyn Center, as Masjid al-Rahim in Brooklyn Park in St. Michael, Minnesota, and whereas Alhaji Ba worked many years at U.S. Bank and the Osceola School District, Alhaji loved teaching children Quranic studies at the Masjid. Muhammad was a loving father and husband. He was a community peacemaker and named more than 300 kids in our community at cultural babies naming ceremonies for families within these communities. For many children, he was their first Quranic teacher. Whereas Alhaji Ba was full of life and energy and loved everyone and had a solution for everyone's problems, his final initiative was to bring small business owners to Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center together to form an investment group, Africa Investment Group USA, AIG USA, to invest in purchasing a small business hub owned by themselves. Now, therefore, I, Hollis Winston, mayor of the city of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, on August 4th, 2025, recognize the life and accomplishments of Brooklyn Park leader Alhaji Muhammad Alpha Ba. He is very loved by his family and community and will always be remembered for his service to his community and humanity. May Allah forgive him and grant him everlasting peace and joy. So I'll say this very quickly. I had the privilege of meeting Alhaji Muhammad. And I think that Brooklyn Park Small Business Center, I think a lot of people forget that he was instrumental in helping to come up with that idea for that and fighting for that. And I also recall there was a time where, I'm not going to name the building, but there was a building that was switching its business model, and it affected a number of businesses within the West African community. He came and he advocated, and he found ways to mitigate the damages or to find them other places to go. And I think when you have leaders that have had that type of impact, but they've also had a community impact in terms of naming folks, in terms of pulling the community together, those are rare leaders. Most of us can just do the secular thing. Very few of us can do secular, can do spiritual, can do community. That is a different type of person, and that is very rare. So I know that the community is feeling the loss. My condolences are with you. I was at the mosque as well, grieving. So I know that when you take this heart, But just also know that the fact that so many of you are here and the impact that he had, right, that spirit is still very much moving throughout the community, and it's been a real impact that is going to continue for quite some time. And we appreciate that he was part of our lives in our wonderful city of Brooklyn Park. I'm sorry, if you wanted to say a few.
Hello to all. We are here today under a very difficult circumstances. We lost our brother, our father, our uncle, and nephew. And he was a very great statement of the state of Minnesota, especially Brooklyn Park. He served this community very diligently, and the heart and soul was in this community since he traveled from Africa to here. And for the past 20 some more years, he has been working very hard, coming to city council meeting, meeting the other people. He was involved in elections, and he took part in community building. He was a man of dignity and credibility. He installed discipline into our children in this community. If you see, we have two massages in Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center. It was his tireless effort. And we pray, inshallah, that Allah protect him and guard him. I want to take the moment just to tell all of you, thank you, the city, especially the mayor, who is like a brother to me, and I hold him dearly, and the city council members, and Jay, the city manager, and the wonderful fire service officers that are here that have been serving our community. If the police is here too, we say bravo to you. We just want to say we love Brooklyn Park and we love the city, and we thank you so much for everything you do for us. We do appreciate every one of you. And may Allah bless you and your family as you serve this wonderful community. Thank you.
Good evening, you all. On behalf of the family, we just want to tell you thanks for taking the time and showing up here and supporting this proclamation. And we just want you to know that Alpha, we appreciate having him in our family, and we are proud to have him as a brother. He is like one of you. You guys go out there and serve the community. His whole life he had been serving people. So definitely these things that he have done, right now we miss him because he's not here, but all the good impact that he have done, now we are hearing this and it's coming. That's the only thing that's giving us peace, knowing that he have done all these things for him. So we appreciate for you to show up here today and support us. Thank you very much.
Again, thank you. I want to thank city staff for making this happen. I know that this happened a little last minute. I know some of the city councils were caught off guard by this a little bit. We did hear about this not that long before this had occurred. And I also want to apologize to the community. During a normal meeting, we would probably be able to allocate more time. But because of the nature of the meeting we're having today, we have to limit comments a little bit. But just understand that as a city, we understand the contributions. We honor the contributions, and I see family here. We also wanted to make sure, because there's family visiting, we wanted to make sure that this honor was given while the family was in town as well. So thank you, everybody, for working together to make this happen, and thank you, everybody, for understanding exactly what we're dealing with as well. So thank you. And then I'll make sure that you get these official proclamations. Thank you. So we're going to go ahead into the remainder of the meeting. Folks are welcome, but it's going to be around fire. And I was told by our fire chief that we're going to break the record for how quickly we can get this.
Thank you.
Yeah.